WRC 565 on air.
Home tower, want everybody, anybody on right now?
There's always someone on.
One, is there looking to get some tips or some advice on what type of mobile radio do people have some suggestions on? I'm looking at the VTEC 50 version 2 or the VTEC 25 watt version 4. Anybody got any experience with those or suggest a different one for mobile radio?
Sean might, he's out there. I'm not sure he's out there yet. I got to head into work. It was good talking to you. WRXP 867, we're clear.
Thank you, 67, WRXP 867.
Good morning, WRUU 850, Sean. And said, no, I don't. I don't. When it comes to the actual subscriber units, as we call them, but when it comes to the actual radios that you use, I don't have a whole lot of experience outside of my, generally, because of my work, I've got all Motorola equipment. I'm on a Motorola APX 8500 right now. Sometimes I'm running an XPR 5550, but and those are fine radios. I can highly recommend them, but they're probably not going to fit the budget. So as far as the BTEX go, I've seen them, but I couldn't tell you much about them. I'm sure there's other people that that have.
Yeah, copy that, Sean. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm doing a mini truck, Japanese mini truck build for my property up north. And I'm staying on whether it's 25 watt or the 50 watt, 25 watt, like 150 watt, 20, which isn't unreasonable for what other 50 watt go for. But, you know, it's for a toy, basically a old man's side-by-side. You get the air conditioning, so I'm just kind of put a bigger radio in there to get some little more cars.
So what kind of power do you have now? Because, you know, 50 is nice to have. It really is. You know, you're not going to see a whole, once you hit 30, the difference between 30 and 50 isn't going to make all that much difference. 25 and 30, 50, actually, is not going to make all that much difference. But so diminishing returns, you gotta double to see the smallest improvement. Depending on what you're running now, I don't know how much improvement you're expecting to see.
Right now, I'm using a 5-watt handheld with a external mic and a car rooftop antenna through the Midland 31-inch antenna. Very happy with that one. So I'm going to get that and a Magna mount, put it on my mini truck for my up north property. And so my only experience in it, what I've got, is this 5-watt HT from Kid Radio. And so anything will be an improvement. I'm just looking to get a little more power than the 5-watt. I took this radio up there, and I wasn't able to catch that Mancolona or Peter from my property anywhere I was at. So I'm hoping to get, maybe if I got a more powered radio, I'd be able to get a little above the trees and all that stuff that gets in the way of catching a repeater.
Great. BRC Wi-Fi 65.
Morning, Donald. Yeah, that'll be a good jump for you then. Five is you know, if you're doing all right, then making a jump to even getting up into 25, 30 watts is going to make a big difference. So, good morning, Donald. Go ahead.
Good morning to you, Sean. To that gentleman out there, I am currently talking to you on a Wolfson HT 5-watt radio, and it's a handheld. And I was just wondering if you were looking at Wolfson radios. They seem to make a good line of radios in both HT and mobile units. And I'm just throwing that out as a suggestion because I'm kind of sold on their product. And like Sean, I'm a Motorola guy, and Motorola, you know, is the epitome, but, yeah, it's also costly. So, yeah, I don't know if you looked at Wolfson or not, but I'm just throwing my 2 cents in on that.
Yeah, copy that. I was looking at all of them, the Wolfson. I didn't know. I was looking at the KG1000G. I didn't look too much into Motorola's. Not trying to spend a ton of money into a basically old man side-by-side that I won't be using all the time, like I use this HD do right now. Something that I have when I go up north, I got some extra stuff, not trying to invest a ton of money into it, but did somewhat better fars to be able to catch that Mancelona repeater. And the biggest issue with that, catching that repeater, is all the elevation change and trees and stuff. I was trying to figure it out. I don't know if a 25 watt would be the one to go with, or a 50 watt, because I was watching some reviews, and the 25 watt pushes about 14, 17, and then the 50 watts pushing like 35, and I thought, well, there's got to be a number where you actually see the difference, like Sean just mentioned, so looks like it'd probably be best to hit the 50 watts so I can get above the 20 watt mark.
Well, I was listening to a little bit of the conversation before I broke in, and I concur with Sean. There's really not that much difference, running 30 to 50 to
20 feet or whatever it is.
I am mobile units, and
Donald might know the one I'm talking about.
25 to 45 range.
I see a lot of talk about it. It's one of the common brands you see mentioned. I can run at low power here in the area.
No, I have high elevation. 50 watt, but again, the Wuxon line is a very, 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 very 565, thank you for letting me interrupt there for a second.
Morning, John. Good morning, Donald. WRZ 2544. Sir, I'm Bob up here in Sheboygan County. I'm an old man. I run the KC-1000 bus for a base station here. But three of my vehicles, including my side-by-side, I run the E-Tech 350. No complaints. Great radio, great modulation, and I've had great reports on it. Again, it's cost-effective, and I have no complaints. As I said, I get good reports on it. Just my 2 cents worth. WRZ-2544.
Sorry, I had to step away there for a minute. Can you repeat?
Yes, sir. WRZ-544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Yes. I run that D-Tech version 2 in my side-by-side, and I also run it in my vehicle and in XYL's vehicle. Great modulation, great reports on it, and I find it to be user-friendly radio. Again, with great reports, very cost-effective as well.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Good to hear from you. Glad to see your surgery went well and you're back on the comms. That's what I was looking to hear from it. So you got the 50 times V2 on the V-Tech, so you got some more customization, being able to add the more repeater channel stretch.
Exactly what I run, as I said, there in one of my vehicles, and KC-1000 plus for the base station up there. I'm currently on the Kid Radio handheld here. In the living room, recuperating. Yes, and thank you. Well, and, another 6 to 8 weeks, and I'll be back up and running. Again, my 2 cents worth, and there's plenty of folks out there to be able to help you make a determination here, and wish you luck with that. John Donald, good to hear your book. Y'all enjoy your day. WRZ-544, and we'll be monitoring.
Thanks, Bob at 544. Glad to hear you. Glad to hear you're doing good. Looking forward to seeing you back on the town again in 6 to 8 weeks on the 50 watt. Do you by chance notice any kind of power draws with the side-by-side off and you're pulling the comms on with the side-by-side off? I try to look anywhere to see how much power draws out of it. If it's a power hog and fills the battery fast, because, you know, side-by-side batteries are not that very big. Any experience or idea on that?
I haven't noticed a difference. Running hard as cat, throw, through, limited distance. Avid coyote hunter up here in the evening. I'm running extra light bar on the side by side. And running the radio. Typically, I jump on the side by side track and come in there to keep in touch with the XYO at the house. I think, don't quote me, I think my book said it was like 2.3 amps or on that thing.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was going to be like more like 7 to 10 amps, because I was going to wire it so like the side-by-side could be off and I could use the comms while the quad is, or the side-by-side is off. But 2.3 amps or at least under 5 is more than plenty. Not be worried about. I appreciate the information. That's what I was looking to get. Looks like I'm going to pick up that version too. Thank you, everybody. This is WSET 760 Josh out here in Shelby Township currently monitoring, and I am clear.
Anytime there, Josh. Let me know what you think once you get that radio, and of course we'll hear you online. So, again, thank you for the well wishes, everybody. WRZT544, John and Bob, we are monitoring.
Yep, it worked.
WSDL 938 monitoring.
WSDL 938 monitoring. WSDL 938 clear.
WSBS 311, WRCY 565 calling. WRCY 565 clear.
This is WSBS 311. Go ahead, 565. Good morning.
Ah, good morning. Got in touch with a guy at Better Safer Radios about the IP water reading on these radios, and it's an IP55. Moderate to heavy rain, but can't dump it in a bit of water.
Yeah, that sounds right. I guess I better stop throwing my radio into the pool or something. Yeah, like that's ever going to happen. It should be fine. I don't plan on scuba diving with my radios anytime soon. But maybe some people want to.
Well, after Aaron
you guys were talking about it yesterday, I contacted the guy out in California and left him a voicemail, and he called me back about a half hour, 45 minutes later, and gave me the information. So to get back to the two of you guys last night, so. So if you hear Aaron out there, just let him know that it is an I-55 rating. Moderate to heavy rain, how it is lifted.
Yeah, gotcha. And I'm thinking that applies for the 935G as well. I have looked that up before, but I don't recall now. I think I just figured on treating them both about the same, you know, splashing, little rain, and I'll take my chances with them. It's not like it's a, you know, $800 radio or something like that. So, well, good. Thanks for the update. And if I do talk with Aaron, I'll definitely pass that along.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good rapport with that guy, and we've talked a lot through messaging on Facebook, and like I said, we built up a pretty good rapport to the point where we have each other's phone number. And I called him, but he was away from his desk, and he called me back, like I said, about 40, 45 minutes later with the answers. But, yeah, there's another gentleman, I think he's up in the Sheboygan area, I can't remember, that Sean and I were talking to this morning, and we were just talking about radios in general. I guess he's got one of those D-Techs, and he likes that a lot, but he's looking for maybe something different. So I mentioned to him the Wolf's Online, and we'll see where that goes with him. I'm just, you know, this is a nice little auxiliary radio to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, where are you talking from right now, and what radio are you on? So I'm getting a lot of background distortion noise. I don't know if that's your end or my end. I'm in my backyard like I was last night. I normally don't have any problem getting a Mount Clemens repeater there.
I'm at home on the couch. And I'm on the Detroit repeater, maybe my county computer might be getting a little close to it.
Yeah, I think I missed at least half of that message. It was really garbled. I got as far as you were on the couch and you're on the Detroit repeater. Speaking of the couch, how's your back doing? Hopefully I still have you connected here.
Okay, I moved my position. The back is doing good. I'm standing vertically, but yeah, you probably heard some interference from my scanner. It was right by my head on the couch, and I moved away from it.
Yeah, that did it. Much, much better. Good. Good to hear that you're able to stand up anyway. I have back issues myself, but it doesn't sound like near the extent that, yours puts you flat out on your back. I know sometimes we got to rest it. Actually, I think the last time we talked, I realized, yeah, we are the same age. And I was born in 56 myself, November. So we'll probably have similar ailments that we don't like to talk about too much, but it is what it is.
Well, September 56 for me. So I'm a little older than you. But my back problems came from a back injury to my lower spine, where your spine connects to your pelvis, and it's just been a problem ever since for the last close to 50 years, around 48 years, I guess, been out of whack. But I go to therapy and do what I have to do to, you know, be as mobile as I can, and not have to end up in a wheelchair, motorized scooter, rollator, or something.
I get it. I sympathize. Well, hang in there. And, yeah, as long as you're up and you can walk around, I guess that's half the battle right there. And that's a long time to be suffering with anything. You're on 50 years. I knock on wood, count my blessings, I guess, and I don't have anything like that going on. I rode motorcycles for a very long time. Well, I still have them. I just haven't ridden this year. For whatever reason, I kind of go with my gut feeling, like, I'm not really feeling like it right now, and that's not a good time to go riding motorcycles around the metro area.
Well, when I go have breakfast with the guys, you know, sometimes I just have to get up from this line of tables that we have, and I have to actually stand up and move around. And if Sean's listening, he knows about it. You know, Sean's got some back issues as well, but I can only sit for so long, stand for so long, and things like that. But as long as I'm still moving without the aid of anything, I consider that a blessing. But, yeah, like I said, it's like with everything else, it flares up once in a while. And yes, I do go to therapy. When I go to therapy twice a week here on my campus, because I live on a senior campus, one day is for my back and maneuverability, and then the other one is to help me maintain my balance. That's what the second physical therapy does. If I do have problems, it helps me maintain my balance without the aid of any kind of cane, walker, or anything.
I know we talked about before, and I guess we can still plan on it when you're available after the fourth weekend here. Maybe we can hook up. I can come your way, grab something to eat, try a little programming, and I'd like to meet you face-to-face anyway, so we'll keep in touch for sure.
Yeah, like I said, I can get you programmed into my laptop, and if I can save the file and find a way to, you know, send it to you, and then you can order the cable or whatever. But you can see how it works, and, you know, you can put things across the banner, across the top with it, you know, your name, call sign, whatever, instead of just it saying whatever the original default thing is across the top. And you can do other little things with it, but... And you can also see how, like I said, how mine is set up, and if you want to set it up something similar. But yeah, it's not a problem, and I will get in touch with you probably about the middle of next week from tomorrow or whatever. I also got a guy I got to get in touch with. There's an operator out there that has a radio similar to one of my Motorola's, and I hear he's having battery problems. I'm trying to get a hold of him, and I'm also trying to get a hold of my guy from Motorola that I get my stuff from. See if I can get some batteries.
Gotcha. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Hey, I'm going to run here. My wife is going to run out the door. So I will talk with you later. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll talk again soon.
Well, we don't want you to run, trip, and fall and hurt yourself or your back. So just, you know, go at your own pace and, you know, slide on through. And if I don't catch you after Wednesday Wednesday, I will probably be most likely up in Forrester out of radio range until about Sunday night, Monday morning. So do take care, but I'll be listening between now and the morning of the 4th.
Sounds good, Donald. I talk to you later. WES 311. Standing by.
Yep. Copy. Take care. WRCY 565 will be listening.
WRMZ 640.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Here's our chunk in the repeater, is working just great.
You're right.
So that is his new antenna?
The new antenna. All the way to the ceiling.
You're sounding pretty good. Clear. Is he going to try to
WSBP 377
or just leave it there for now? I'm sorry, what was that? Over.
I just said that.
WSCI 392, copy. WSCI 392, copy. WSCI 783.
WSCI 392, monitoring.
WRQ224 mobile.
WRMZ 640.
Yeah, what was that station calling? WRQ224.
Monitoring.
Station calling. This is WSC. Wait, hey, copy.
This is Jeff.
Yeah, who's that?
This is Sean. WSC-68, how are you?
Oh, very good, John. How about you? Are you on a handheld? John, are you on a handheld? Oh, no, you're not coming very clear. I don't know why, because you're inside the building or something like that. Or are you beyond a handheld? Hold your handheld straight up in the air. You'll do better. Over. You got a little bit of crackling noise, that's all. Otherwise, you are in a repeater. WIUG 48, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How are we doing here?
Stand where you're at, you're sounding better. I heard you saying, how are we doing today? I'm doing fine, how about you? You're moving around. If you're moving around because you're not coming that clear. Over. You're not coming in clear, Sean. Anyhow, I don't know what to tell you, but you're not in the, you're on the repeater, but you're not coming that clear. So whatever you're doing, it's all wrong. And I don't know what kind of antenna you have out there. Over. Sean, you gotta find the hot spot. You have to find the hot spot. That way you'll be clear. Over. What is your location? Where are you at now? Well, Sean, find the hot spot and I will come back to you. WIUG 48 is clear. Station 983, this is WIUG, word 8, copy.
WSDF 754, monitoring mobile.
You sounding good, but a little bit of crackling, that's all. How you doing?
I'm down here in Algonac today, and right on the water, basically. A little bit of a warm day, but other than that, it's been a pretty good day so far. How's the grass cut?
Oh, I have not started it yet. I'll start another half an hour cutting the grass. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I'm out here just enjoying the good views of North Channel. Out here in Algonac. WSDT 760 monitoring.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Take it easy out there. Be safe. WIUG 48. Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 48. Copy.
WSCC-647 Mobile 3 to Mobile 1. WSCC-647 Mobile 3 to Mobile 2. Over.
This is WRVG-829.
WSCC-647, Unit 2 to Unit 1, over. WSCC-647, Unit 3 to Unit 2, over. Hey there, how are you doing? So far today, still at work, but just thought I would check in. At studio doing layout work, very busy. Over.
Hey Jen, where is the studio at?
By I-75 in the Boulevard.
So that means that you're on the MIA Detroit repeater?
Roger that.
I don't know if that's
going
to happen.
Meanwhile, my studio is in my front room.
Sure,
also on the MIA repeater. I've been picking you up on this repeater just fine.
I haven't heard
over.
Anything from him.
Could you please repeat that, Jeff? Over.
Yeah, I said I don't know if Pop's coming today or not. I haven't heard anything from him.
Does not appear that he was online yesterday either. I turned on at about the right time, and I didn't get any response from anyone, so I don't know if anyone could hear me, or it's just, you know, weather or whatever. I couldn't hear other people. I wasn't online yesterday. Over.
Nor was I. I got busy with work, and I didn't get back to it. So, sorry about that. Over to you, Lizzie.
All right. Well, I haven't actually heard from him, therefore, in a couple days, so I think I should probably be getting off work here in a little bit, so I'll probably follow up with a call to him just to make sure everything is okay. But in the meantime, I'm going to finish up my work day here. So, hope you guys have a good one. Over. Same to you, WSDC-647, Mobile 3, out.
All right, you two. Talk to you again tomorrow, same time, same station. WRVG-829, clear.
Sounds good. Talk to you then. WSCC-647, Unit 2, clear.
WRVV-690, Mobile. Listening. WSB-676, WRVV-690. 676 WR VV 690 calling. WR VV 690 clear. WR WX 221 WR WK 542.
Copy 542 is WR WX 221.
What's your approximate ETA? We're going to be leaving here. Okay, 221, you guys be careful out there. We'll talk to you another time. This is WRWK 542. Papa G out.
WRWX 221, standing by.
WSTM 94 monitoring. WSM 924 monitoring.
Radio check, WSTQ 975.
WSTQ 975, you're coming in loud and clear.
Thank you very much.
WRVGA 296.
WSBL 938, monitoring.
This is WSB 2975, your antenna swap. Can I get another radio check, please?
I can hear you. There was a little static towards the end of your transmission. Not sure that that was you or if it was just, you know, something in the conditions.
Okay, I'm going to switch back to the other antenna quick.
Copy that, WRVG 829 standing by.
All right, it's 975. Does this sound any better?
No.
I totally lost you on that. You were a lot clearer.
One more try then. There was no noticeable difference in strength or clarity, but there was no static either.
Okay. On this antenna, this is a shorty 7-inch. You come in a lot clearer compared to my 15-inch. Handheld, of course.
Is the 15-inch the new antenna?
Actually, the radio came with three different sizes. Usually I run the 15-inch just thinking it's going to be better, but I'm trying the 7-inch out just to see, because it seems like on my end, the receiving, I get a lot of static, but everybody says I'm coming in clear, but what I hear is real staticky.
So in order to restate, you're saying that the 7-inch, people are saying that they can hear you well, but you cannot hear them well, correct?
No. People say they can hear me clear on both, but I hear more static on the 15-inch. The longer one, I get more static on my end.
Okay, that makes me suspicious of the 15-inch for sure. Are these the Baofeng UV5G pluses by any chance?
Sorry, can you repeat that? I got a little traffic where I'm at. Couldn't hear you.
What type of radio do you have?
A Baofeng.
Okay, that's interesting. Mine came with, I have a Baofeng as well. It's the UV5G plus GMRS only radio, and it came with two antenna sizes, the 7-inch and the longer 15-inch.
Yeah, same here. I also got a little shorty, like a 2-inch as well.
I would use that for people already in the house with you.
Yep, I just walked in the house. I'm going to step back outside. I got a pair of radios, so I'm gonna try the other radio with a 15-inch and see what happens.
Is your power all the way up?
WSBM 94, you guys are both coming in clear. I found that my little 7-inch works a lot better than the aftermarket 15-inch for some reason.
Alright, now I got my second radio with a 15-inch. Does this sound about the same on your end?
Yeah, I can't tell the difference. It's coming in pretty clear.
Yeah, but I'm getting the same static on my end with a 15-inch compared to the 7. Must be the antenna.
It could be. I've swapped out a Nagoya 771 on this radio for the longer antenna just as an experiment. I'm fairly happy with it, but I can't tell much of a difference between the two.
Roger. The 15-inch that came with the radios is an Abree AR 771, the dual band antenna that came with the radio.
Yeah, I wouldn't be crazy about a dual band antenna on a GMRS only radio. I mean, it's all in the 460 range, so you know you're probably losing something for that compatibility with the 2-meter band that you're not going to actually use.
Yeah, I suspect the same thing. Well, time to invest in a different antenna. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. WSB 2975 clear.
WRY, R503, listening.
WSBJ 510, monitor.
WRVG 767, monitoring.
WRVG 829. WRVG 829 for a radio test.
I got your radio check. Middle Lake, St. Clair. Hear you loud and clear. No Clemens to it.
WSAD 296.
Six, this is WRVG 829. Can you hear me?
Roger that. You got a copy. I'm coming out of Ohio.
Monitoring.
980, I just switched to that Detroit repeater. Hope my sound is now.
A station out there, 296, WRUG 488.
One more time.
Okay,
One more time.
WIUD clear. Copy.
Yeah, I can hear you, Jack, coming in and out a little bit. I'm mobile. I'll be getting closer, maybe I get a little better signal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but it got a little bit of crackling. That's about it. Anyhow, what is Sunshine Bayou there? Is that Eric out there? Okay, WIUG 48 clear.
Hey there, Jack. How am I sounding?
Sounding very clear. It looks like you're sitting by me. Where you at? That station out there, 544, go ahead. Bob, it doesn't sound that good. A lot of crackling and in and out. Over. Okay, Bob, anytime. WIUG 48 clear.
This is GSDT 647, WRVG 829. Over.
Hey, Dad, WRVG 829. How do I sound?
Loud and clear.
Okay, let's try switching to the Troy 575 repeater. I want to see something. WRVG 829 clear.
WSAD 296. Got a copy of me now, Jack?
Yeah, I got a copy on you. Go ahead.
There we go. Hey, this is pretty good. I'm on the mobile. I'm on Route 2. Just about this boat on curve.
Well, you're sounding good, but because you're driving, so it looks like just a little bit in and out. Just a little bit here. Over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're getting out pretty good tonight for me to be hitting you on the mobile for a minute.
What kind of antenna are you running out there?
This is a Comet 2x4 dual band, made for ham radio and for GMRS.
Yeah, those Comets, they're good antenna. And Nagoya is a good antenna. That's what I got in my pickup truck. is it by you? Is it sunny by you or cloudy? And here is it cloudy. Over.
It's a little bit overcast.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Who's this? Is that Eric or Josh?
That's Greg.
Oh, Greg. Hey, Greg, how are you, man? I haven't heard you in a long time.
A little bit. A couple weeks ago I talked to you. But, yeah, we're going to go up to doing motor activations all day. This will be the third part now, so...
All right, Greg. Good to hear from you. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48. Station 218. Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WRUG 488, WRWY 979.
WIUG 48, go ahead.
Well, Jack, this is Joe again over here in Clinton Township. Just heard you out there and thought I'd shout out to you. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, Joe. How about you? How are you doing?
Well, tonight I'm doing pretty good considering health issues over the last couple of weeks, but I'm doing good, and I can't help but like to make people laugh, so you'll get used to me over time if I talk to you more often. And I was going to tell you, jokingly, Nagoya called and said, keep up the good work, hi, hi, meaning ha-ha.
They're going to always call, keep up the good work. They know that. There's nothing new. Over.
Well, that's the antenna I got on the HT I'm using right now for the GMRS radio. It's got that antenna on that came extra with the radio, two radios I bought a while back. Two radios. The stock antenna, and then the Nagoya extended, better receive transmit antenna. So I got what you've been talking about to other people.
Oh, you're right, Joe. I have a lot of, you know, those Bullfinger, and I have one Chan. I don't put nothing except that Nagoya 771G. They are a good antenna, and they are, to me, they sound like they are number one. They are number one. That's what I heard. And the second one, I don't know the name of them. I can get you a name, but not now. That one is a little bit lower. Over.
Yeah, Jack, I think I know what you're talking about. And I have that type of antenna on my ham radio HTs also. It's a better antenna I got to get out better and receive better. So anything new with you? You're going to have a relaxing 4th of July. Hopefully the weather will be good for whatever anybody does. Back to you.
You know, honest with you, Joe, I haven't made up my mind yet. I like to stay here or not to stay here. I like to go to Driver City because it'll be a cherry festival down there on the 6th. And I like to go there. Over.
Yeah, I know some people that live there. I've never been there. I've been there once, I should say, with a friend of mine. Got to see his parents years ago. I used to go to school with the one guy, and his parents retired up there, and I got to meet him, see him again for the first time in a while, and of course they now passed on, but yeah, Cherry Festival, that's a big thing in Michigan up there.
Yeah, they're going to have firework, and they're going to have those airplanes, too. They're going to have at the same time. Over.
Yeah, Jack, did I tell you about the joke about the guy that says, you know, there's lions, there's black panthers, and then there's leopards, the cat leopard. Leopard cat. You know why they can't hide? Why they can't hide very good?
No, Joe, I haven't heard that one. I know why they don't hide. I heard the Black Panther, yeah. And the other one you were saying, but not that one.
Well, a leopard cat can't hide because he's always spotted. Get it? Always spotted.
Rick in for a joke.
Oh, Jack, I think I opened up Pandora's box. WRWY 979. Other station license, go ahead.
Jack, I already heard this joke already, but I want to tell you this one. Who makes more money, a crack dealer or a prostitute?
Oh, you got the answer for that?
Well, Jack, I told somebody a few days ago, repeated one joke, that's not bad. I says, I was reading a book about anti-gravity. I have a hard time putting that book down.
So that's how good that book is, huh?
Well, not only is it interesting, but it's a book about anti-gravity, so it's hard to put down, if you know what I mean.
So I know what you mean. I know that. Over.
WRWI 979. One of those duck blind joke ones on the internet, YouTube. The guy says there's three kind of people in the world. Ones that know how to count and people that don't know how to count.
Well, I didn't have that one. Hey, go ahead.
I got a 100
Jack for the road. I don't want to burn you out.
How you can't get
But I read the other day there's two ways you know you're getting old. One's you lose your memory, and I can't remember the other one.
Well, that was a little double, but I see what you said. No, not really. You get old, and you never get old. You think you're old, but you never get old. That's the way I think, Joe. Over.
Well, I got to say, in all honesty, Jack, getting old is a privilege. There's many that didn't make it as old as we are. So I don't mind getting old. It just... I don't know if they're going to keep having spare parts, so I don't have any spare parts right now needed, but you never know, but they at least got them. They've advanced in medical things quite a ways since we've gotten older, right?
Yeah, you're right, Joe. No, they got the parts. They just don't want to show it. That's what it is. They have the power. They do have the power. Believe me, I know that.
Well, young man, if I tickled your fancy and made you giggle a little bit, even groan a little bit, mission accomplished. I just thought I'd jump in and say hello for the evening. I know your buddy's not around anymore, so I figured I'd jump in there and at least give you something to groan about or laugh about just a little bit. That's what life's about. Enjoy every day before it's gone, because then today never comes because when it gets here, it's today. You can't change yesterday, and tomorrow's on the way, so we just take care of today, right?
You're right about that one. Anyhow, I'm going to let you go. Maybe somebody else, I don't know, is out there or something like that. Talk to you a little bit. Joe, good talking to you anyhow. And always good talk to Joe. This is WIUG 48.
Well, Jack, it's always a pleasure to at least touch base with you and hear you laugh a little bit. You know, always good to see you and hear you out there. So my motto is stay out of trouble or don't get caught. One of those two. So good talking with you. Have a good evening. If I don't talk to you before the 4th of July, have a good holiday. WRWI 979, going to be clear.
You too, Joe. You take care. Happy 4th of July up front, which is another couple of days. Talk to you a little bit. WIUG 48. Robert, are you still out there, Robert?
Yeah, I'm out here, WRZ299, but I'm watching a good movie, so I'm going to cut it short. So, I got a joke for you. Jack, listen to this one. This guy was down by the lake, and he hit some buckets of fish in it. And the game warden would come up to him and go, "What are you doing? Why are there fish in your buckets?"
And the other guy goes, well, I got him trained, see. I said, every football, every night, I take him down to the lake, and I throw him in the water, and I let him slow down a little bit, and I whistle, and then they jump back in the bucket. And the game warden said, huh, well, show me. So he dumped the buckets in the water, waited a few minutes. He picked up the buckets, and the game warden said, hey, did you hear a whistle? And what? The fishes, you got to have a bucket. He goes, what fishes?
Fishes were flying around. Robert.
Yeah, he kind of put one over on the game board because the game board thought he was fishing, caught him without his license. So he poured it back in the water and he pulled the wool over the guy's eyes and said, what fishes? Okay, no fishes.
I think you're right, what fish? I didn't got no fish. He doesn't have no license. That was a good joke. All right, Robert, I'll talk to you a little bit later. Go ahead and watch your movie, WIUG 88. The station out there calling. Go ahead, 737. This is WIUG 48, Rochester Hills. Well, I'm over here at Rochester Hills. You're on the repeater, but a little bit scratchy. Over. Well, I have a base station. I don't know if you like it or not, but at the Harvest PC-200. They call it Harvest PC-200. It's on Amazon. It's only $95. Over.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll have to take a look at how many watts you have to watch.
Well, let me tell you about the antenna. It's good. Only fiberglass. I reach Ohio. Ohio comes in very clear. And New York was last year. We talked to people in New York. Over.
Well, that's pretty good for New York, huh?
Are you on Maybell repeater?
I'm on the flip repeater.
Maybell repeater is 550. Over. Try that repeater, 550, that's Maple repeater. It's over there, right in the scum area. You should do good over that way. Over.
Too far for me, but I'll give it a try.
Or try a Flint repeater out that way. Over.
Yeah, that's what I'm using now, what repeater.
Are you on a handheld or a base station?
Something on a handheld.
Well, if you're close by a Flint there, and you're on a handheld, I don't know your radio is, but usually the antenna if it's both in antennas, you need that Nagoya 771G, and that is on Amazon for $20. You should be able to get out because you're close to Flint. Over. No problem, anytime. My name is Jack, by the way, and I'm WIUG 488 in Rochester Hills. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 488, clear. Yeah, go ahead, 296, I hear you.
Up at Metro Park, right there on the tip of the lake. I can see the back of Monroe from here. Just wanted to see how well I was getting to you.
If you stay where you're at right now, you're doing good. Before you had a little, you know, like a... That's about it. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I was going down the highway in my Jeep, but I got the top and the doors off of it, so it was probably a little noisy. But, yeah, I'm sitting at the Metzger Marsh Wildlife Area here, right on the edge of the lake.
Are you by Lake Erie? Over.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know if you're familiar with where Minky Marina is. right there on the curves of Route 2 in Bono.
Not off my head, no. Are you by Ohio border?
Yeah, roger that. I'm in Ohio. I'm about probably 10 miles west of the Davis-Besse nuclear power station right now.
Well, we get a lot of Ohio people. I just talked to a couple of people from Ohio. So you do good because that the repeater, the 625 repeater, I know you on that one. And that's why you're sounding good. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I'm hitting the 625 there. But, yeah, I heard you talking on there. Just figured I'd give you a holler from up here and see how we're doing. I just got done doing a photo activation on my HF radio. Had a real nice photo session.
Yeah, well, now you are a very clear signal. And a little bit, you know, a little bit of that's about it. But you're sounding good. And anytime you want to talk, we will talk to you anytime. And I a lot of people from Ohio I talk to. Over.
Roger that. We made contact with Spain and Italy, both of them here on the HF radio. That was pretty cool. Not to mention Texas, California. Pretty neat.
Well, I don't have my ham license yet, but I'm taking a test next this month, actually, on the 15th. So I'll get my ham ticket. Over.
Yeah, good deal, man. It's a lot of fun. I did that. I got the general license. That way I got a lot more HF privileges, and I've been having a ball with it. But, yeah, you like GMRS, you'll love ham.
Oh, I listened to ham when I was 25 years old. I got a Drake 4C and transmitter too. I listen to it all the time, but don't have the license yet. But that's why I'm working on getting my license this month. Over.
Roger that. Well, you get your tickets, so we'll get on there. We'll talk to you. I can really reach out with a ham radio. I've got a 100-watt UHF ham radio as well.
Well, good talking to you. And anytime you want to talk, no problem at all. I'm on the walkie-talkie anyhow. I have a base station. Same call sign, WIUG 488, Rochester Hills. Over.
All right, roger that, Jack. And we'll talk at you later. I'm going to get picked up here and get heading back down the road. But I heard you on there and wanted to give you a little shout, see how well I was getting in from here. So you sounded real good on your walkie-talkie there. It's nice and clear.
Well, thank you for that. Keep in touch. We'll talk to you some other day or tomorrow or tonight. WIUG 488, Rochester Hills.
WSAD 296, Greg and O'Connor, I'm clear.
Whiskey 10, Seaway 10 Mobile, monitoring.
WRMZ 640. Get it right.
Forty got really low audio.
How about now?
Ah, that's better. You had really low audio. Couldn't hear you.
Yeah, thanks. I know what I did. I got one of these little depth mics and I reached across and just got lazy. Okay, thank you. WRMZ 640.
Happened to the best of us. I learned that I had to practically mic in order for people to hear me. Enjoy your evening. WSDM 94. Great.
Station 640. Station 640. WIUG waiting.
Hey Jack, WSDM 94 here. Just getting ready down to eat dinner. I hope you have a very nice evening.
Stay here from you. You take care. I'm heating up my dinner just now anyhow. It's not ready yet, but I'm going to eat because I'm hungry. I was outside all day cutting the grass, weed whack, blow, all kinds of stuff out there. I'm glad it didn't rain on me anyhow. Catch you looking later. WIUG, 88.
Sounds good, Jack. You enjoy your dinner, and maybe we'll touch base here in a little bit. If not, we'll try to get them out here. WRCM
station out there calling. Come on back.
This is Whiskey Whiskey Delta Alpha 584, Lorain, Ohio. What's your location?
That's 584 from Ohio. This is WIUG, Great 8, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Over.
Oh, wow, Michigan. What city are you in? Let me get a pen here.
I'm over here in Rochester Hills. 35 miles north of Detroit. Over.
75 miles north of Detroit. I got that. Whoa, what is the city? I got a pen now.
Where are you at exactly? In Ohio.
30 miles west of Cleveland, Ohio.
Over.
Miles west of Cleveland, Ohio.
Was that co-sign again, please?
That's Whiskey Whiskey Delta Alpha 584. You might be having trouble hearing me. I've got the wrong microphone on this radio.
I can hear you. How am I sounding out that way?
Oh, you sounded very good, very good. Even about a six with full quieting, Roger.
Right now, is now a little bit more quieting?
It's been full quieting the whole time. No problem. No problem at all.
My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 8 in Rochester Hills. Over.
Okay, Rochester Hills. I got that. Thank you. I don't write very fast, though.
What's that person's name? Over.
Jeffrey.
Gotcha, Jeffrey. Yeah, you're coming in good. Are you by, where exactly are you at? Over.
I am 30 miles west of Cleveland. 30 miles west of Cleveland, Ohio.
I got you. 30 miles west of Cleveland, Ohio. Anyhow, how's the weather there by a chance?
I don't know. I haven't stuck my head out lately, but it's cooling off right now. We're right up against the lake, and it cools off quick in the evening over here.
I got that. Whatever you said, it's a little bit cooling. It's cooling off here too, and I don't know what the weather right now, but. Are you by a lake area, by the way?
Yeah, I'm about 1.5 blocks away from the lake here.
I know you're on a 625 repeater, and that repeater is in Detroit, downtown Detroit. Over.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where it was at. I hit the repeater, but I wasn't sure where it was at.
I'm talking on 675, and that repeater is in Mount Clemens,
just because it's connected to 625. Over.
Hey, roger that. I just got my license 2 days ago.
Congratulations, and welcome to the GMRS. Are you a ham too?
I'm negative. No, I'm a Skyband CB guy.
Let me tell you something. This is better from a CB anyhow. I'm not a ham yet, but I'm going to see if I can get a test on the 15th of this month. Over.
Hey, roger that. Well, I decided I wasn't interested in being a ham, but this was seemed a lot more interesting when I talked to some people about it.
There's a lot of people here, a lot of ham people here too. They talk on the GMRS. Over.
Yeah, roger. We don't have hardly any repeaters close to me. Almost none.
Hey, Jack, tell them how they are. We got all signal. They go all the way up to the Dolphin Peninsula.
You guys have six of them, huh?
Yeah, they're all six connect together from Sheboygan, Saginaw, Bay City, and Flint, and two in Detroit. Over.
Hey, roger that. I wish we had a few. We don't hardly have any except over by Cleveland.
Well, if you come on vacation, I'll fix them up and I'll be working for you. Over.
That's great. I don't know how they do that. I don't know much about this, but I'm going to see if I can get the hang of this GMRS. I'm like I say, I'm new at it.
A pencil and paper? If you got a pencil and paper, go online. Go on MIA.systems with an S. And you'll find out all these repeaters. Again, MIA.systems. You'll find out all these repeaters there. Over.
Okay, I was writing that down. Man, I can't read my own writing.
No problem. I'll give it to you again anyhow. MI8, that's MI8, number 8, .systems, and you'll see how many repeaters are connected together in Michigan. Over.
Hey, roger that. You need to send us a few repeaters since we don't hardly have any.
Now you have one connect to Michigan, and my name is Jack, by the way, and anytime you want to connect, it was no problem at all. I have a few other people from Ohio, too. I contact them, and they contact me, too. Over.
Hey, roger that. Tell your buddy I can hear him also. All I heard him say was he had six repeaters.
That buddy of mine, he's downriver. I don't even know what downriver is, mean or not. He's in Detroit, almost. Over.
Hey, roger that. I had no idea these radios went so far.
That's a question. Are you on handheld or base station?
I'm on a Midland Midland mobile radio.
K359, Jack. I'm 33 miles from where I'm at here to the repeater on the clearance on the
33 miles, huh? I got that.
He's about 33 miles away from that Detroit repeater. Over.
I didn't know these radios went this far.
I'm on a handheld, too. I'm on a walkie-talkie, so there's nothing between me except the repeater on the building and me over in the house.
So you're doing about 5 watts?
Was on a handheld, and that's why. So you have what is it? 50 watt? You got that Midland radio?
I don't know how many it is. I have the big Midland. That's all I know.
You don't know how many watts the radio is. Over.
I don't know, but I have the big one. Is that 50?
Gotta be 50. Are you on high power?
I have no idea. I've only been doing this a couple of days.
Oh, no problem. You find that there's a lot of fun out here on that GMRS. Over.
Yeah, do you guys talk to Ohio all the time?
Every day I talk to 3 people in Ohio. I have about 7 people in Ohio I talk to. But not every day. Sometimes they don't call me or nothing. I call them, but they're busy too. You know, I work. Over.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Detroit is 142 miles from here, and that is very impressive.
Doing the car right now, talking to us?
I know I'm at home, but I'm on a mobile radio.
What kind of antenna do you have? The one came with the Midland? Is that the antenna you have out there?
No, I have a homemade antenna. It's up about 7 feet, and the antenna is about three feet long. The homemade antenna.
I see. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. I'm on a DB20G, a DB20G, reality, they call it, DB20G, and an antenna outside on about 10 feet high, Harvest PC200. That would be Harvest PC200. And that antenna is on Amazon for $95. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, both of you guys are coming in with full quieting. That's pretty amazing to me that you're coming in so good. I would have thought there would be a lot of static in with you.
Sometimes be a lot of static. Now, that antenna is the quietest antenna.
the one I have out there, that's 10 feet high, and it's fiberglass, and it's only $95. Over.
Hey, roger that. Some people told me that I couldn't make an antenna for this, and if I made an antenna, it probably wouldn't go over 2 miles. But I told them I've been making antennas for a long time, and they said the CB is different from TMRS, but it seems to be working okay.
Yeah, Jack.
John.
Yeah, I'll say good evening to Robert and Downriver and Jack. I just want to jump in and mention one thing to the gentleman from Ohio. Welcome, first of all, and enjoy it, because this is we have what's called enhanced band conditions right now. So I know you're new to it, but you won't get this on, you know, like necessarily tomorrow or the next day. It takes a certain. Usually, if it's really warm during the day and then it gets real cool at night, that's when this will happen. So, you're getting some amazing propagation right now, but a lot of it's like an enhancement, and it wouldn't be the norm. So tomorrow by 10 in the morning, you won't be able to hear us at all. So I just wanted you to know that. Take advantage, enjoy it while it's hot, because it'll be going probably, it'll be cooking all night probably. And who knows where you can reach, but like I say, it's kind of a thing that happens occasionally in the evenings at night and sometimes in the early morning, and you have some fun with it. Anyhow, name here is Sean. I thought I'd jump here and let you know that you know, this is you know, the exception, not the norm, and it happens frequently enough though to you know keep an eye for it. Shoot me your name and your call once again, and I will let you guys get back to it. Call here is WRUU850. Name is Sean.
Roger that. This is Whiskey Delta Alpha 584, and I did make some contacts there about 2 days ago, and it was that was my first contact anywhere, and it was there in Michigan. We don't have anybody to talk to out here.
There's some fun to be had. I'm going to get back to what I was doing. I'll send it down to Robert. Robert, good hearing you. Haven't talked to you in a bit. And then pass it over to Jack. I'm gonna be listening, though. Get back to what I was doing. WRUU 850. Robert.
All right. Have a good one. Good talking to you.
WRFK 359. I went to my portable base station. I was on the walkie-talkie in the kitchen, but other put my big wig up, my big power booster out here, and I'm on a BTEC 50 water, just dancing in the house on a table. So WRFK 359, Wyandotte, Michigan. Back to you, Jack.
359, I do copy you in Ohio.
Jeffrey, are you still there?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, Jeffrey, just look at that MIA.systems, and you see all these repeaters connect together. Over.
Hey, roger that. I don't know if I can. I don't have a computer right now.
Yeah, no problem. If you got a cell phone, you can do it on your cell phone. Over.
Yeah, I don't have one of those either. But maybe. I'll see if my brother can look it up. Sometimes he looks stuff up for me.
Like you're in the old school. Get up in the 2000s.
So I'm 71 and I don't learn new stuff very easily.
Jeffrey, I'm 72, but I know computer and all that stuff. Anyhow, good talking to you, and come back to us anytime you like. Over.
Okay, I appreciate it. Nice talking to you fellows, and this was pretty good. Even if I just get to do it a couple of times, I appreciate it. So you guys have a good one, and 73s.
Yeah, I'm going to be 69 in a couple of days. So I'm getting up to with you guys. I hear a breaker out there, Jack. I don't know what he said. But the RFK is in my eyes.
Yeah, you're just like brand new.
Is there any station? You can talk to 584. Go ahead, the station. I don't know. Well, Jeffrey, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. This is Whiskey Delta Alpha 584, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, how did you build that antenna? Over.
I got an old antenna that was made for 2 meters and 70 centimeters, and I used half of it. I cut the 2 meter part out of it, and I measured it to length, and I got it very close. It needs a little bit more adjusting, but I'm getting a 1.5 match.
Oh, you're doing a good job out here. And really, don't touch it. That is an excellent antenna out there you got, Jeffrey.
I appreciate it. I really couldn't afford to buy one, so I figured I might as well make one.
Maybe in the future, you'll do better anyhow. Don't worry about nothing. This is the world, you know. This is not... this is the whole world anyhow. But really, you're sounding good. And keep that antenna alive like that. 1.5 is a good match. Over.
Roger that. At the other end, though, is where the problem is. It's a 4.0 match at the other end.
Well, that antenna is doing good. But your radio is good, too. A mid-range radio. They are good radios, but... You got the big one, so that means it's 50 watts. But I don't know, can you look at that radio? It says H on it, or M, or L?
I tell you the truth, I have trouble seeing, so I can't really tell. I just know it was a big one, that was all. And it must be on high. I don't know.
It's that high, Jeffrey. Don't worry about it. Anyhow, you'll do better, you know, just get that brother of yours help you out a little bit, and you'll be okay. Over.
Hey, yeah, I was thinking about trying to get him into this. I don't know if it'd be possible, but he might be interested. I don't know.
Definitely tell him who you talk to. I mean, I'm over here in Rochester Hills in Michigan, and Bob Downriver, he's down there in Downriver, Detroit. He's 33 miles away from that 625 for Peter.
Yeah, I told some of the CB guys about that, and they thought I was crazy.
Get a couple of them and turn them get you a handheld, okay, with a good antenna, or if they have a handheld, use that handheld, what they got. The Bullfinger radio, it works. All these radios, it works. And show them. Over.
I don't get to see them too much. I had some of those small HPs, a Quan Xing and the other one, Baofeng. I listened on there quite a bit, you know, but I've only officially been on here, you know, like I say, about 3 days.
You're getting used to it. There's a lot of people there in Ohio on 625 too. Not only us, but a lot of people on that frequency anyhow. I got Gorshink too, but that gets out good too. Right antenna. Over.
Yeah, I must be a good antenna maker then. I've made a lot of antennas for CB radios, and I used to sell CB antennas for CB, but right, my last antenna was a four-element Yagi. I cut all the parts, but I gotta put it together. But yeah, I didn't know if I could do it for DMRS or not.
If you got a Yagi out there, four element, or five element, or three element, and you got to point it in the right direction where the repeater is, you should be able to get good reception. Over.
Yeah, that was CB, that one's for a CB radio. It's actually not for GMRS, but I've got a lot of antennas laying around here for CB that I've made.
GMRS are usually 5/6, or half. Over.
Roger that. I was looking at the way that works, and I was thinking about making a 7-element for GMRS for a beam antenna. Antennas are so small.
I know, but you'd be better off without the Yagi, because I don't know if you're gonna make it from there on the Yagi or not. You know. Get you a good antenna in the future and all that. And get that Goshen, and you should be able to do it with that 5-watt radio. You should be able to do it where you had over there. I have people, they have the 5-watt radio, and they were talking to me from Ohio. Over.
Shut up! Roger that. They must be close to a repeater, though. I'm not close to a repeater over here.
Shut up!
This is WRNG242. Can you guys hear me up in Michigan?
We hear you up in Michigan. This is Whiskey Delta Alpha 584, Lorain, Ohio, 30 miles west of Cleveland.
Okay, this is WRNG242 in Holland, Ohio.
Where in Ohio did you say?
Holland, Ohio, real close to Toledo.
Oh, okay. I'm in Lorain, Ohio, Roger.
Hear that, okay. I just wanted to, just to see if you guys could hear me out here. Then okay, I'll let you guys get back to you guys' conversation. And, because this is Ohio, too, so like I said, yes, when the conditions are right, yes, we can all talk, okay? I'll let you guys get back to you guys. If you go back and talk to Jack, because I've talked to Jack a few times before. Okay, with that, this is WRNV242. I'm going to start a side list, you guys.
Okay, stay in there, because I got to get out of here. The boss told me to come and eat, so if I don't go eat, she'll pee-pee.
I definitely hear that then. Okay, you have a fine one out there.
Have a good one, guys. Catch you later. Bye-bye. This is Whiskey Delta Alpha 584, saying 73.
73.
Jeff, good talking to you. Good to hear from you. You take care. WIUG 488, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Have a good one.
That's you, Jack?
That's me. How you doing?
Doing all right. It's been a while since I've talked to you, Jack. This is Stephanie in Highland, Ohio. Say that again, Jack. I'm sorry. What'd you say again?
Where you at? Where are you at?
I'm in Holland, Ohio. I'm a little bit... I'm right on the Holland and Toledo border is where I'm at right now. Okay? I'm in Holland, Ohio.
Yeah. Let me ask you, how far are you from Gary, Ohio?
I think around this, I gotta be at least maybe 35 to maybe 45 miles away.
I used to visit Ohio in August. I used to go to church there in Ohio, Gary, Ohio, every year. And it still is. Over.
Yeah, over on that, Jack. Yep. Yeah, well, yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because I just wanted to see it, you know, because the conditions are not too good. Sometimes I can't hit you guys, so today the conditions are good.
I'm glad to hear you back. I haven't heard you in a long time. Over.
Shut up, Jack. It's been a while.
Hey, guys, you take care. Keep in touch. We'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 488, Rochester Hills.
Can you ever find one out there? And we'll talk to you maybe again. When the conditions are good, or maybe later on tonight. But yeah, this is WRNV342 in Holland, Ohio. I am listening.
The microphone sounds like it's overdriving itself. It's
Every few minutes you get static in it.
That is back off the microphone. I keep forgetting that this one picks up a lot of noise on this one. I keep forgetting about this ring and this microphone.
I just got there. WRFK, this is my 9 White Elm, Michigan. I'm going to be on the dialysis.
A lot of people tell me that I get close to the microphone and then I get it started. Yeah, I keep forgetting about that.
Let me ask you another question. Are you on a
50-watt
radio or what?
Shut up, Jay. I'm on a
50-watt
radio, yes, I am.
Hey, can you try a medium, see what he's sounding like? Shut up, Jay.
Hey, there I am. I'm on medium right there, or am I medium? How do I sound now, Jack?
Sounded excellent. Looks like he's sitting by me here in Rochester Hills. Over.
Yeah, over. Yep. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, like I said, yeah, I had 50 watts, and then if I knew if I was making it, then I said if I have to drop it down, I can drop it down, yes. Yeah, it's a 50-watt radio, and, you know, and stuff like that. I got another one that's 75 watts, but I don't put it on the air. It's just too powerful.
What's the name of that radio?
Let's just say one that's I ain't gonna play with it if anybody wants to say it. Yeah, this is a Yaesu. This is a Yaesu. It's just a UHF radio. It's a Yaesu.
You got a good radio. Yaesu is the hell of a radio. Over.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Plus, I got a Motorola, too, that I have over here. A Motorola 400. So, I like both of these radios.
Last night to test it. The best radio. Motorola is the best too. Over.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Jim.
I like both radios. Yep, that's what I was listening to you on before, and then I went and flipped out to this radio right here.
I know you're sounding good, and if you can't get out, push it on 50 watts. You'll get on more, believe me, I know that. A lot of people try out of Ohio like that. And also people from New York, they were on 50-watt radios. Over.
Yep. Yeah, I got this one, like I said, like my Motorola is only about close to, I'd say about maybe 35 to 40. I think on high power it's 45 on high power on my Motorola, but... You know.
My favorite. Your call sign is at WRAN 342.
WRNV 342. Copy?
I repeat it. WRNZ, Z like zebra, 342, correct?
Z is pilot. V is pilot. Not Z. V.
Got you. My name is Jack, by the way, and I forgot your name.
Jack, I just had, my girls are making my dogs are making a lot of noise. My personal over here is Stephanie. Copy?
I got you, Stephanie. No problem. You take care. You have a nice evening. And we'll get you some other time, tomorrow or tonight. WIG 48, Rochester Health.
Okay, you have a fine one out there, Jack, and we'll maybe talk to you again when the, and then I'll see maybe later on tonight if you're out there, maybe I might just jump back in here. Okay, with that, this is WRN 2342 in Holland, Ohio. I am listening.
Calling, you don't sound good. You're on the repeater, but you know, as a lot of in and out. Over. On the walkie-talkie, you gotta move around a little bit from the building or find a hot spot. Over.
Copy that. Over.
Jack, who's that out there?
Hey, Jack, how you doing tonight? Good to hear you.
Yeah, no problem. How you doing?
You know, just sitting here reading, doing a little Google Foo, trying to figure out where a couple of packages are in the mail system. I got one lost. It's like, it's not lost necessarily yet. But they show it picked up, and that's the last time. Then it's just, so trying to figure that out. I don't know, that's about it. Got a radio here I was playing with a little earlier, an ICOM radio. But, you know, just the same old. I'm winding down here, getting close to bedtime.
Hey, really, Sean, I was outside. And I fell asleep a couple of times outside. I don't know why, because that wind's a little bit blow hard. I mean, cold a little bit or something like that. And I'm a little bit look like tired because I've been weed whacking, cutting the grass, and not finished yet.
Yep, I'll bet you do a lot of that work. So your sisters have to be quite pleased to have you there to holy cow, wow, just saw something pop up on like expensive. Anyhow, they're lucky to have you there to take care of that stuff, so I know you like it, but I'm sure they're very appreciative.
Sean, I think that's the only way you're going to keep young. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I like to move around a lot. When I was a kid, I was at 13 years old. I used to open and close my dad's shop. He had a beer, wine, and liquor in the country.
Yep. That's the trick. Stay moving. I know I have a propensity to sit around and do a whole lot of nothing when I get an opportunity. If I retire, man, I'm going to have to find something to do because I will sit. But, all right, Jack, anyhow, I'm going to get back to it here. Just thought I'd jump in again, say hi, and I may bop in again before the night's over. I'm going to go refill my beverage, though, right now. talk to you in a bit. WRUU 850 after yours.
John, good to hear from you. You take care. WIUG 48.
One, two. One, two.
Yes, we have 297. Anybody on Sandville?
Station out there calling.
WSCF 297, Chardon, Ohio. Is that you, Jack?
How you doing?
Good, Jack. You're loud and clear down here in Cleveland.
Are you coming out very clear too, over?
So what's going on up there? It's pretty late for you, Jack. You getting ready for this birthday party for the America?
I'm going to take a trip to Travel City. Not tomorrow, day after. Take a trip down there. There's a cherry festival down there. Over.
Traverse City, Michigan, I take it. Good for you, man. Get out. Go do something.
Yeah, you're right. Instead of talking on the radio all day.
You have to come down here and blow your fingers off lighting fireworks for me.
Maybe, you know, I had the right, I don't mind, but I don't have the right yet.
We always got room for you down here, Jack. I'll put you up in my camper. You sit there in the AC. You can watch all these damn young kids.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no problem. That would be nice to come over. But not now. Maybe in August, something like that. Over.
Always welcome, Jack. You're always welcome anytime.
To take a trip every August 15th to what they call that place, to Cary, Ohio. Over.
Got Ohio, but I don't understand where in Ohio.
Cary, Ohio.
You're gonna be in Cary? That's a hop. I can get there on my handheld.
No, that's a head. Cary, C-A-R-Y. Cary, Ohio.
That in correlation, Ohio, is that north, south, east, or west?
Is it west? There's a church comes once a year over there, so we all get together and go there. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Good for you, man. Yeah, I'm a little more east than that.
Sometime we gotta do it. I haven't been there in 4 years. Over.
Yeah, Roger that, Jack. I got a buddy right up there. He's at 15 mile up there, and I come up that way. I'll come up and see it.
I have not planned it yet. Maybe in a month or so after this month, because I want to make sure I get my ham tickets first before I go there. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I don't think you're gonna have a problem.
Well, last time I took a test, I failed with 7. That's all.
Well, I'm going to be coming up there pretty soon. I go up to UP every once in a while, but remember, up in your neck of the woods, I'm going to come by and take you out to lunch.
No problem at all. Anytime. Over.
Yeah, Roger that, Jack. Jack, excuse me. Hey, you guys got that storm system running through? Is there a storm system running through you?
You know what? There's not going to storm at all. And, you know, I looked at the weather with no rain, no storm at all. But so cloudy, it was just very dark. And that's about it.
Yeah, that's what it was here. It was like that for 2 days here, and today the sun, we had a beautiful day yesterday and a beautiful day today. But I guess we got a system coming up from the south.
Yeah, just looking, even at 2 a.m., there's no rain, no nothing. Over.
Yeah, we're supposed to go race cars tomorrow at the drag strip, and it's kind of iffy if we're going to run or not.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, it's not going to rain. Even tomorrow, the rain will be coming to Friday. Then they say it's about 40% rain on Friday. But the temperature, they up there, 80 and 87, 87,
81. Yeah, Rogers, we've got a little bit just different demographic down here. You guys are a little north, but yeah, they're talking about rain here tomorrow.
You just got to make sure you got enough power out there.
Yeah, like I said, they said it's going to probably rain tomorrow around 4 o'clock, and then we'll be clear on the 4th. But planning on racing tomorrow, and I don't think we're going to race. We'll see. If the track gets a little wet, we ain't running.
How thick is that track?
It's a mile long. I run a quarter mile.
Not bad. Mile long is not bad at all. Over.
There's like a 400-foot gravel shutdown at the end, so we're running about 9 seconds.
Is
there any station out there? I heard something like HTTP0 calling for you, Jack.
Station again? WSTH 380. Station 380. Where are you located at?
So there, Eric? So yes, the other thing is Jack, yeah, I had to run outside real quick and chase one of my dogs.
I could be stepping on you. Come on back again.
WSCF 297, a WIU 9,
WIUG 488, Jack. I got you, Jack. I heard you. I was outside. Had to water the tulips a little bit.
Oh, no problem. I didn't know what that station was out there. I couldn't hear them really good. Over.
Roger, I'm looking at my book. I caught the end of his transmission. Last calling station. This is WSCF, Cleveland, Ohio. You're in Detroit. I was thinking you said Traverse or East Point. You know, contact Jack. Maybe he'll come back through again.
No problem. He was not any clear at all. Didn't hear very clear at all. I hear you very clear, too. Over.
Roger that. I got you like you're sitting down the street. Jack, how high up is your antenna, or are you that close to the receiver?
I'll be honest with you, about 10 feet high from the ground. But that is a good antenna. It's a Harvest PC-200. I got it out of Amazon for $95. But I pick up a lot of Ohio.
I'm up about 40 foot, and it's a T-radio. I'll tell you in a second. But there's obviously it's a good antenna. I'm talking to you here in Detroit.
Is that Comet? Is that Comet or Diamond?
Hold on 1 second. I'll tell you exactly what it is, the antenna that I'm running.
WSDH 380. How about it, Jack?
Now you sit out like by me here. You're sounding good. And who's this?
This is Nick, Jack. I'm over in Hazel Park.
Oh, Nick, yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just experimenting with this Nicoya. I got it grounded on my mailbox, mounted on the front of the house, so apparently it works now.
Is that Nicoya 771G?
Oh, sure, it's a, I forget the number on it, but it's a magnet mount for the car.
Yeah, that'd be
the
Nagoya 770.
Over,
that's what I got in my pickup truck.
And I haven't mounted this one mobile yet. I've just been fooling around with it in the house. It's got a heck of a magnet on it.
Hey, Nick, 297 over here. Can I get your call sign real quick?
Call sign is WSDH 380.
Southfield.
Hazel Park.
Hear that, I got two Nicks. Give me 2 seconds and give me about 3 seconds and call out your call sign. I'll put you in my book.
Nick. If you want it at the house, if you have cookie sheet, you put it in a cookie sheet, and you're sounding good. Over.
Yeah, I copied the cookie sheet. I had it sitting on top of the range, which is a heck of a ground, but I couldn't get out very well with it. Probably wasn't close enough to a window, I guess.
Hey, Nick, 297, can I get your call sign again and your location?
WSDH 380 in Hazel Park.
Here, I copy WSDH 380. This is WSCF 297 in Cleveland, Ohio. Well, I'm 35 miles east of Cleveland, Ohio. Nice to meet you, Dick.
Same here. That's an incredible trip from Hazel Park to Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, me and Jack go way back, about 2 months, and I got a hold of Jack, and then I've been reaching Manitowoc Bay.
Copy that. I think I've had my license maybe 3 weeks now.
Well, you're hitting the repeater over there pretty good, and I got you here, and I'm 35 miles east of Cleveland, Ohio. In Chardon, Ohio.
Copy Chardon. Yeah, I was down that way several years back. We went to the old Cuyahoga amusement park.
In the area, but yeah, we're calling a signal. That's up there. That's Detroit suburb, right?
Yes, we border Detroit. Hazel Park runs from 8 miles to 10 miles. Detroit ends at 8.
Yeah, Roger. I got you. All right, brother. Outstanding. I'm gonna be here standing by, talking to Jack, just talking to you, somebody. God bless America.
Copy that. I second that.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good if you're using a magnet mount on your range.
Actually, I couldn't get it to work on the range, so I came outside and set it on a wall-mounted mailbox.
HT with a magnetic mount?
Yes, it's a Wuchang Wuxin UV9DX.
It's a Wuchang, or they say Oceans, we just say Oceans, but yeah, it's a Wuchang. It's pronounced Ocean. They make good radios. I'm on a VTEC 50 here in Cleveland.
Yeah, I was looking around on YouTube. I found a guy named Nader Rubicon, and I followed his advice and purchased one.
Yeah, Rubicon's a good guy, man. He gives good reviews, and he makes me laugh every time. Only thing I could suggest, if you're really going to get into this, get yourself a good antenna and get yourself a good 50-watt radio. I don't work for VTEC, but I tell you what, the VTEC 50, it throws a signal. Yeah, I'm talking to you, and I'm in Chardon, Ohio.
Well, that VTEC is definitely doing the job.
Just save your pennies or tell the wife you need to get some brakes on your car and just buy one. They're on sale right now on Amazon.
What's the number on that?
VTEC V50.
Yeah, copy VTEC V50.
Roger that. You're going to have to buy a power supply for it, and you can get a good power supply for under $100 and spend some money on a good antenna. I mean, for about $400, I'd talk as far as
Medina, Ohio, which is really south of me, and I talk to Detroit like I'm talking to you, no problem. But I'm also about 1,400 feet above the lake. So, I mean, but you'll be able to hit Mattawak, no problem. It's pretty flat over in Michigan.
Copy that. Yeah, you're coming up here fine.
It's a good hobby, and you know, put that up there on your chimney on your house, and you get to talk to people like Jack and me. I'm Eric, by the way. Nick.
Yeah, I'll have to contract to put the antenna on the house. I'll be 81 this month.
Well, hell, you can go to breakfast with me and Jack in August. And I'll just come up and do it for you. I'm only 54.
Copy 54. All right, gentlemen. This is WSDH380. I'm going to get in the house before the neighbors start throwing rocks at me.
Hey, Nick, next time you come in, just come in with your call sign, and then you don't have to call it out. Just say 380 or say 380, Nick. We're not that stuck up over around here. If you come in to the station to say WSDH380, it's Nick. Hey, what's going on? Anybody out there? And then when you sign off, then you say you're last. But you only got to say that every time.
Copy that. Good evening.
Good evening to you too, Nick. You have a glorious 4th of July, and God bless America.
Nick, you still out there?
Nick, I think he went inside the house. He was worried about waking up his neighbors.
No problem. What's the name of that antenna?
Hey, one. I'm on it. The Nick.
The name of your antenna?
Roger, Jack. Give me a second. I'm looking it up right now. It's on the roof. I can't really run up there and look at it.
No problem. WIUG, breathing.
Yeah, 630 here. Late night or so here tonight?
Seems like it is. Oh, Jack's still up.
Yeah, I was on my other radio and I could hear Jack, and I had to turn him down a little bit.
Roger that. Hey, Jack, you still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got a pen to write this down? Go back, Jack.
Yeah, go ahead. I got a pen.
right, I spell Tango, Whiskey, Alpha, Yankee, Romeo, Delta, India, Oscar. Duty, GMRS,